Buenos días y bienvenidos a la inauguración oficial del nuevo complejo deportivo de nuestra universidad. Como saben, para celebrar esta apertura hemos organizado un torneo multidisciplinar con deportistas provenientes de universidades de todo el mundo. Hoy tenemos la suerte de contar con Kutzai Manjeruke, estudiante y miembro de la delegación de la Universidad de Zimbabue. Para dar comienzo a la agenda de actividades previstas para esta semana, él nos presentará a alguno de los deportistas más reconocidos de su país natal, Zimbabue. Tras ello, se celebrará la primera prueba de natación en nuestra flamante piscina de 50 metros de largo y 25 de ancho, es decir, las medidas de una piscina olímpica. Sin más, le cedo la palabra a nuestro ponente.
When we think of Zimbabwe, our minds not necessarily go straight to sports. However, not only are Zimbabwean people very keen on sports, but my country has gifted the international area with a few renowned worldwide sportsmen too. Today, I will introduce you to three sports in particular. Firstly, I will speak about tennis and the Black family. Secondly, we will go to swimming and Kirsty Coventry. And last but not least, I'll introduce you to Zimbabwean soccer, by far the most popular sport in the country. The player I will get you to know more is Peter Ndlovu. To start with, we have to speak about tennis, in particular about the family Black. Everything started with their father, Donald Black, better known as Don Black, who played in the 50s. Specifically, he participated in two Grand Slams, Wimbledon on 6 occasions, and the French Championships, where he played twice. In fact, he was the very first player from Zimbabwe to play at Wimbledon. Later, when Don Black quit tennis, he worked as a high school teacher. But he was still in touch with this sport as he trained his daughter and two sons, Cara, Byron, and Wayne Black, on the courts that he had built in the backyard of his 22-acre avocado farm. In response, the three of them developed a special interest in the sport, and they are now considered legends in Zimbabwean sports history. In fact, the three siblings have won a total of 13 Grand Slam doubles titles playing together. Furthermore, Byron and Wayne Black have played together as part of the Zimbabwean Davis Cup team. Another Zimbabwean exceptional sports person is swimmer Kirsty Coventry, the most decorated Olympian from Africa. Specifically, she has won three Olympic medals at the 2004 Olympics in Athens, a gold, a silver, and a bronze. Later, at the 2008 Olympics in Beijing, she won another four medals, this time a gold and three silver. She is, without any doubt, Africa's most co-decorated Olympic athlete for all sports. Coventry retired from swimming in 2016, but there's no doubt that her incredible journey has inspired and continues to do so young athletes, particularly in Zimbabwe, but also across the world. In fact, Kirsty Coventry is a current member of the International Olympic Committee. Apart from that, since September 2018, she is also the current Minister of Youth, Sport, Arts and Recreation in Zimbabwe, a task to which she is fully devoted. Lastly, there is no way one could speak about sports in Zimbabwe and not mention soccer. Extremely popular in our country, if we put together Zimbabwe and soccer, the player of reference is Peter Ndlovu. Ndlovu played professionally as a striker from 1988 until 2011 and went down in history on the 19th of August 1992 after becoming the first African footballer to compete in the New English Premier League when he played for Coventry City. During his career, He also played for other British teams such as Birmingham City, Huddersfield Town, Sheffield United. And apart from that, Peter Ndlovu was capped 81 times for the national team of Zimbabwe, with which he scored a total of 37 goals. At the moment, he is the team manager for Mamelodi Sundowns Football Club, a South African club. With Peter Ndlovu, we have to got to the end of our presentation. I hope you have learned more about the sport in Zimbabwe and its long tradition and the many recognized sports personalities that my country has produced.
Muchas gracias por tan interesante intervención, Kuzai. La verdad es que no conocía a ninguno de estos deportistas, pero sin duda tienen un palmarés digno de ser reconocido en todas partes. Espero que la delegación de Zimbabue tenga el mismo éxito en las pruebas en las que participarán a partir de mañana. Hoy les toca descansar después de más de 20 horas de viaje que han tenido que soportar para completar los 10.000 kilómetros que separan a España de este país del sur de África. Al resto de los participantes los emplazo en media hora, para la primera prueba de 200 metros mariposa en la piscina olímpica, a la que hemos bautizado con el nombre de Mireia Belmonte, nuestra nadadora más laureada.